Ever wonder what happens when a person is struck by lightning? Hello, I'm meteorologist John Jensenius of the National Weather Service, and I'm here to tell you the unfortunate facts about lightning strike victims. In the United States each year, lightning kills an average of 73 people and injures more than 300 people based on documented cases. While any death is tragic and also devastating to the family, injuries can be equally tragic and even more devastating to the family. For those who have a relative that suffers a significant disability from lightning, life changes forever. In addition to the physical pain and the mental anguish suffered by the victim and the victim's family, the incident may lead to a loss of family income. Over time, medical expenses for treatment may drain the family's assets. If someone is struck by lightning, it's important that they receive the appropriate medical attention immediately. Some deaths can be prevented if the victims are attended to promptly. Lightning victims do not carry an electrical charge and are safe to handle. First, have someone call 911 or your local ambulance service. Check to see that the victim is breathing and has a pulse, and continue to monitor the victim until help arrives. Cardiac arrest is the immediate cause of death in lightning fatalities. If necessary, begin cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR. Also, if possible, move the victim to a safer place. Don't let the rescuers become lightning victims. Lightning can strike the same place twice. Physically, only a few lightning strike victims actually suffer burns. Due to the conductivity of the human body, lightning burns are usually minor, and most lightning burns are caused when objects next to the body, such as necklaces, rings, or metal coins, are heated by the lightning. In addition, sweat vaporized by lightning can also cause burns. Mentally, lightning strike victims may face many challenges that they'll have to live with for the rest of their lives. When the brain is affected by a lightning strike, the person often has difficulty with many of the mental processes that most of us take for granted. The person may suffer from short-term memory loss and may have difficulty mentally storing new information and accessing old information. Victims may often find it very difficult to carry on more than one task at a time and may be easily distracted. Their personality may change and they may become easily irritated. Victims often complain of becoming easily fatigued and may become exhausted after only a few hours of work. This may be because mental tasks that once were automatic now require intense concentration to accomplish. Although some victims may sleep excessively at first, after a few weeks, many find it difficult to sleep more than 2 or 3 hours at a time. Another common long-term problem for survivors is pain. Medically, pain is difficult to quantify. Lightning strike victims often have irreparable nerve damage from which they will suffer the rest of their lives. The pain can be so bad that it affects the person's ability to function. Many survivors complain of chronic headaches, some of which are very intense and debilitating. It is important to remember that while many lightning victims survive, their lives are changed forever, and their dreams for the future and those of their family will never be the same. If you'd like more information on lightning or lightning safety, visit our website at www.lightningsafety.noaa.gov. From the National Weather Service, this is meteorologist John Jensenius.